Amen. Thank you, Miriam. I don't believe I've ever heard bringing in the sheaves like that before. That'd make you want to get up and dance or something, wouldn't it? Or salute or something. I don't know what. Very good. That was nice. Thank you so much. Good evening, church. Good to see all of you here this evening. Thank you for being here. Praise the Lord for your presence. I was going to mention one minor but needed item before we get into the message. Our ministry team list has been completed. Our new church year is well underway. Our 2022-2023 church year is well underway. Our ministry team list has been completed. They're out on the table out there. Please pick one up. We will be voting on this to approve this or disprove next Wednesday in our business meeting. All right? So I wanted to get that administrative item out of the way. So now take your Bibles and turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to look at two verses, verse 6 and 7. Very popular verses. I know you're all familiar with this passage. Philippians 4. This is Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, of course. And we'll be talking about the context of the letter here in just a moment. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. We've all heard this before. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for our time here tonight, Lord, for this midweek service. Thank you for each and every person here. God, just bless our time together as we open your word, Lord, to speak to us afresh and anew. And God, I pray that I will decrease and you will increase. Speak through me. Give me the words to say. God, we pray for all the other activities taking place tonight and all the other volunteers and children and youth, and just pray your blessing on them as well. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. The 2022 Winter Olympics was held in Beijing, China, from February 4th through February 20th. During those 2 weeks, there were 2,871 athletes from 91 countries that competed in 109 events. Every athlete was doing their best to win a gold medal in their particular event. There were 21 countries that won at least one gold medal, 6 countries that won only one gold medal, and 6 countries that didn't win any gold medal. I wonder this evening if worrying was an Olympic sport, if you and I would be able to win a gold medal. Most of us could probably qualify for at least a bronze medal, but whether our level of worrying is a gold, silver, or bronze medal level, we all have a tendency to worry. It's been said that worry is the favorite pastime of the human race. We all worry about something sometime. But worry is a very dangerous emotion. It has been documented that worry will cause over 100 diseases. Over 100 diseases have been directly related to worry. Worry will make you sick. Worry will drain your energy. Worry will cause you to lose sleep. Worry can cause memory loss. It can cause high blood pressure. It affects a person's ability to think and to concentrate. But probably most important and worst of all, worry can affect us spiritually. Worry can rob the believer of his joy. Here in the book of Philippians, we see the words joy and rejoicing used 16 times. The Apostle Paul, as I said, wrote this letter to the church in the city of Philippi. He had founded that church on a previous spiritual missionary journey, and he is now being held under house arrest because of his faith in Rome. The primary reason that Paul wrote this letter to the church in Philippi was to thank them for their financial support. But there is a thread that runs through the letter of Philippi, or the book of Philippi, the letter to the Philippians. This thread that runs through the letter is the joy, rejoicing, and contentment that we can have even in the most difficult situations. So this evening, the title of the lesson, A Word About Worry. A word about worry. Notice three things here in these two verses. First of all, let's talk about a word about problems. A word about problems. Look at the first part of verse 6, of course. He says here, be anxious for nothing. And that one statement there probably translated in other Bible translations than any other statement in the Bible. But he says here, be anxious for nothing. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible tell us that we will not have problems. Actually, the opposite is true. The Bible says that we will have problems. Remember, Jesus said in John 16, 33, in this world, you will have what? Tribulations or problems. But he went on to say, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But Paul says here, be anxious for nothing. The Christian Standard Bible says, don't worry about anything. So I want to take a moment to part right here and let's talk about this emotion of worry. Let's talk about this thing that we do battle with called worry. The word worry actually comes from an old English word that means to strangle or to choke. And that is certainly understandable because worry would do exactly that. Worry will strangle a person emotionally. Worry will strangle a person mentally and spiritually. But here's an actual definition of worry. Worry, it says, is a troubled state of mind resulting from concern about current or potential difficulties. A troubled state of mind resulting from concern about current are potential difficulties. One definition that I read said it is simply an expression of fear. An expression of fear. It has been said that worry pulls tomorrow's clouds over today's sunshine. I also read that worry gives the small things in life a big shadow. And here's my favorite. Worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you busy, but it's not going to get you anywhere. Isn't that true? That's good. But the most significant thing about worry is that worry is a sin. Worry is a sin. John MacArthur said this, worry is the sin of distrusting the promise and the providence of God. Billy Graham said that worry is a sin because we are trusting worry instead of trusting God. Worry, when we worry, we are basically kicking God off of his throne and replacing him with ourselves. When we worry, we're saying that we can't trust God. We're saying that God can't handle it. So the first step in overcoming worry is to resign as the general manager of the universe. We have to remember two things. Remember two things to overcome worry. First of all, we need to think about and focus on the fact that God owns it all. God owns it all. The Bible says in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein. And we also need to remember, the second thing to remember is not only that God owns it all, but we also need to remember that God controls everything. God controls everything. 1 Chronicles 29:12 says this, both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Powerful statement about the attributes of God. But last night, in my quiet time last night, I was reading in the book of Psalms, and in my reading last night, I read Psalm 47, verse 8. It said this. I think it's so good for tonight's lesson. Psalm 47, verse 8 says this. Listen, if you're worried about something, remember this. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Now listen, let me ask you one basic fundamental question. If we as believers serve a God like that, why in the world should we worry? Not only do we serve him, but think about our relationship with him. We're a child of God. He's our heavenly Father, and he owns it all. He's in control of the whole universe. There is no need to worry. So we see here a word about problems. Number two, we see a word about prayer. A word about prayer. Look at the second part of verse 6. He says here, be anxious for nothing, but notice now what he says. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So the Bible says, don't worry, telling us something we should not do. Don't do this, but do pray. Don't worry, but pray. And Paul here refers to prayer in two ways. First of all, notice we see the act of prayer. The act of prayer. He says here, two ways we're to pray. He says, by prayer, he says here, obviously, and that is a general term for the act of praying. We go to God as a child would go to a caring parent. We spend time in prayer and talk to God and cast our cares on him, as the Bible says. There are many elements to prayer. We confess sin. We acknowledge who he is. We worship him. We express our love to him. All kind of many different elements when you're talking about this general prayer. And that's what Paul is referring to here. He says, do not be anxious, but in everything by prayer. Spending time in the presence of God through prayer. But then he goes on and he mentions a second type of prayer or element of prayer. He says, by prayer and supplication. Now this is an important part of overcoming worry. Supplication is a specific request. By prayer, meaning general type of prayer. But now he transitions here and says, you need to get real with God. If you're worrying, be anxious for nothing. Do not worry. You go to God in prayer. You pray those general elements of prayer. You spend time with God in prayer, but you need to be specific about what it is you're worrying about. By supplication, that is a specific plea or specific thing you're asking God to do for you. In our prayers, when we are worried, we need to get real with God. We need to specifically talk to God about our worries, our emotions, and our needs. Listen, when we are gripped by worry and fear and doubt, that is not a time for now I lay me down to sleep kind of prayer. When we are going through difficult times, when we are gripped by worry, that is a time to go to God and express to Him those feelings. You ever done that? Isn't that good? Sometimes, you know, you just get so down and out. You're going through a very difficult time and you got all these emotions, all these things in your mind. That is a time you need to be talking to God and specifically telling Him how you feel. Specifically expressing what you're worried about. He knows it anyway, but He wants us to come to Him and to talk to Him about it. So specifically, going to God about what it is that troubles us and causing us to worry. Being specific about our emotions and our needs. So we see here a word about prayer, not only the act of prayer, but notice something He says here. Notice the attitude of prayer. The attitude of prayer. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And notice what He says, with thanksgiving. Paul says here, we go to God, we don't worry, we go to God in prayer, and in our prayers we should be thankful. Anytime we go to God in prayer, we should do so with a thankful heart. But the obvious context here is the command not to worry, but to pray to God and to be thankful even though we're burdened down with worry. Even though we're in the midst of a difficult situation, Paul says here, you need to be thankful. What do we got to be thankful for if we're in the midst of a difficult situation and gripped with worry and doubt and fear? We can be thankful because God loves you with an unconditional, never-ending love. You can be thankful that even in the worst of times, God promises to never leave you or forsake you. Amen? You can be thankful because God says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and call according to His purpose. Listen, we need to make sure that when we're gripped in worry and doubt and fear, going through a difficult time, we need to make sure we go to God in prayer, spend time in prayer, and being specific, getting real with God about our concerns and our needs. You know, there's an old song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I'm sure you maybe remember that song, know the words to that song, but listen to this. The words of that song says this, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because, why? Exactly right. Very good. Let's read that again. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Worry would rob you of your peace and your joy. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. You ever had just this heavy burden, gripped by worry, going through a difficult situation and gripped by the pain of that situation? Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we did not carry everything to God in prayer. Powerful statement. So true. So we see here a word about problems, a word about prayer, and number three, a word about promises. A word about promises. Look at verse 7. Verse 6, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So in two verses, Paul has given us a formula. Two verses, God has given us instructions how to break free from worry. Worry about nothing, pray about everything, Be thankful for anything. And now notice the promises that come as a result of that. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Be thankful for anything. And then we see, first of all, the promise of peace. The promise of peace. He says, be anxious for nothing, by everything in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And he says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. The Bible teaches us that when we accept Jesus as Savior, we are then made at peace with God. We're made at peace with God. That is our relationship with God. But this is beyond that. This is the problem, the promise that we can have the peace of God. Peace with God's is dependent on our faith. The peace of God is dependent on prayer. There is no peace when we worry. As we said, the root word means to strangle or choke, but if we pray and trust God's sovereign plan, then we can have that peace that passes understanding. Isaiah 26:3, Isaiah speaking here about God says, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So we see here the promise of peace. Notice we also see here the promise of preservation. The promise of preservation. And he says, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will, notice this, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guard your hearts and minds, he says here. And the word guard here comes from a Greek word. It was a military term that means to keep watch or to stand guard. Paul certainly knew all about guards standing by and guarding and watching over because Paul was in the custody of the Roman soldiers. And so he uses that term here, that military term here that says that the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. In our difficult times, God will guard or protect our hearts from the wrong feelings and protect our hearts and minds from the wrong thoughts. In the Bible, we're told that when we get to heaven, there'll be rewards that we'll receive. 5 crowns are mentioned in the Bible. One of those crowns is called the incorruptible crown, found in 1 Corinthians 9:25. That crown is given to those who demonstrate perseverance. Paul gives us the solution here to persevere in difficult times, how to overcome worry, how to overcome doubt and fear. Let's don't win that gold medal for worry. Let's persevere and look forward to that crown we'll receive in heaven. Let's pray together. God, thank you for your word. God, we know that in this life, we, as Jesus said, we'll have tribulations, we'll have problems and difficult situations, and sometimes we're overcome with worry and doubt and fear. God, I pray for anybody here tonight that's going through a difficult situation. Can't seem to shake the grip of worry. God, I pray that you'd help them to take this word tonight, Lord, and I pray that you'd help them to feel that peace that passes all understanding. It comes from you. Help us to be anxious for nothing, but to pray and spend time with you and do what you would have us to do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.